Thanks for calling Come and Go. How may I help you?
This is Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton. I'm calling you from the International Space Station up in space.
Okay.
And we're right above your store right now. We're about 200 miles above. We need to get some fuel for this for the space station. We're just about out. So is that going to be is that going to be a problem if we lower a hose from space? It's going to come out of the sky, and you can just stick the gas nozzle in there and fill it up for us. I don't know if you have full service there or not, but could you maybe make an exception for us?
I'm trying to think of one how we could do it because we have the awning over the pumps.
Oh no, we'll drop it a little bit to the side, and you can just walk it over there to the pump.
Okay.
Yep, and would it be cool if we do that in about 10 minutes? I think we'll be low enough in about 10 minutes. We'll just lower.
Yeah, and is it just regular unleaded?
Oh no, don't put regular in there, please. It has to be premium. Regular will
premium?
Make yeah, regular will make the space station explode, and you will kill six astronauts. You don't want to do that.
Right. Okay.
Yep.
All right, yep. Then, do you know which pump has the premium on it, or do you need me to tell you where you need to go?
Oh, no, it's going to be a really long hose, so you'll have plenty of slack, you know? You can just walk it on over to the correct pump.
Okay.
I'm so glad you're believing this. The last station hung up on me. We had to drive a few blocks north to get to your place. But thank you for helping us out with this.
All right.
Is there more than one person working there?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Will one of them be able to go out there and fill up the tank for us?
Yeah.
Just stick the nozzle in there, into the hose, and... Nope. Just sit there, stand there and pump it for about 8 hours. That should take care of all three tanks underground. All four tanks, I mean.
Okay.
Do you work a long shift today?
I'm only here till 2.
Okay, well, you might have to have someone take over for you. It's going to take a while to fuel the International Space Station.
Okay.
Would it also be cool if we lower a bucket from a rope and we want to order a few things, like snacks and sodas and stuff?
I don't know about that.
Why not? What, is that part too crazy?
Yeah.
Because we place the order first, and you could tell me how much it is, and we'll put $20 in the bucket for you. We'll put a brick on top.
I'm kind of forming a line right now, so it'd be too hard to... do that right at this second.
Oh, okay. All right, fine. That's you know what? The fuel is the real important thing. Is someone going to be able to go out there and just stand and watch the sky for the hose?
Yeah.
Which person is doing that?
Yep.
Olga's telling me we're almost there. Like, it's going to be like within 5 minutes.
Okay.
So are you going to be out there watching? You got to grab it with your hand so it doesn't hit a car or something.
Okay, I'll have to send somebody out there in a minute, so...
Okay, it'll just be 5 minutes tops, and we'll have the hose down there for you.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much, ma'am.
All right, bye.
Goodbye.
What the fuck is this?
R-E-E-F-E-R. We be touching tones, calling phones. We rip from Craigslist. Systematic prank machine has never been better than this. Feeling fine, dial your line, you don't know what the facts is. Running strong for 20 years, cactus. This ain't a game, playing on these phones. Roy gets a little boner every time he hears the dial tone. Just like when I see there's a brand new upload. We eat, sleep, and listen to the Snowplow Show. My name is Sensei Doug, I happen to know Tai Chi. See you giving snake eyes and we're gonna have a disagreement. Call you morning, night, or evening. If we hack your voicemail, we call it an achievement. If you laugh, try your best to conceal it. When the number's disconnected, we know it's a bereavement.
This person is dead.
Shit.
Please hang up and give a moment of silence. Message PLA. PLA.
Cactus.
Old man story mode.
Cactus. Hi, my name is Roy, I'm calling from the corporate office. Sorry that you're busy, but the problem we got is the server's gone wrong. Your sales don't exist. We're gonna need you to go out back.
Am I supposed to be doing this?
Yes, find the breaker box. One by one we need them switches all flicked off. It's normal if the lights go out in and around the shop. Keep on flicking switches till the phone cuts off. Plunge into darkness, we are the master artists. The tills will start and the funny part is they can hear us laughing, but still make sure they power down every switch in this bitch. Cause a mass confusion for every single department. PLA making every mark, open the fuse compartment.
Boy, you got some balls, mister.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Snow Plow Show. Ooh. Cactus. Cactus. R-E-E-F-E-R.
Hey there, everybody. You're listening to the Snowplow Show. I'm your host, Brad. And today is March 14th, 2019. Also known as Pi Day, a good day to stay the fuck off of your Facebook feeds because everyone's going to post Pi Day shit. It's worse than May the 4th. Everyone thinks they're so smart because they know what pi is. Today's show is brought to you by Travis B., Frank H., DeLorean Jackson, Jose, and Lee W. Those are five people that support the show over at patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/cactus or newproject2/phonelosers. I should just make a shortcut to that one, like phonelosers.com/the other thing or something. Thanks to the new people who've signed up, like Ben J and Chris C, Mike W, Brad, Drive Caprice, AOXO Maxoa, Lars H, Rusty B, Billy Rule, Jactus, I Regret Not Jumping, Randy R, Jacob S, Frank H, Casey J, and Brad H. Those are a few of the people who've signed up within the past few weeks. And they'll get to enjoy the perks of being a member, like Hobosodes. I've done two Hobosodes this week. The one I did on Tuesday was garbage. Don't listen to that one. But yesterday, holy shit, I'm going to try and find this one call from yesterday's show.
Excuse me?
That's what it says here in the form.
No, I want the form mailed to me.
Oh, no, you can't have the form. This is private information.
What she just did is defamation, and I will sue her butt.
Defamation.
Oh, no, you can't sue the mayor. She's the mayor. So, like, she's above the law.
Oh, yes, I can.
Oh, no, you can't. Look, I don't want any trouble. I'm calling to give you your new phone number.
No, I don't want it. No.
So your new phone number is area code 303.
No, man, I don't even live in that area.
Yeah, we're out of area codes that are local, so you have to have 303 now.
No, I do not.
If
this is a scam?
No. It's not a scam. We've already changed
it. No! I said damn it, no!
Look, don't yell at me.
I'm going to yell at you.
No, you're not allowed to yell at me.
You're not changing my number.
If you want to hear the rest of that, you can find it on the member areas, Patreon or Phone Losers or wherever. That lady was not happy about having the mayor take her phone number from her. Here, let me skip ahead a little bit. She gets a little bit... All right, announcements for today. The Discord, it has a new voice channel in it that plays the Shoutcast 24/7. It's the latest in Shoutcast playing technology. So you can go in there and just listen to PLA stuff with other people. It's kind of fun. I've been wanting to set up something like that for the past year. And Total Second finally made it happen yesterday. So that's exciting. Everyone should go join the Discord. There is a link in the show notes, I think under the section called Community, over on snowplowshow.com that has a link to the Discord if you want to go check it out. Last night, I did a call-in show. I did a dial-a-payphone show where you could call the payphone in the Situation Room and tell me important things live on the video stream. I'll have a link to that in the show notes if you want to watch that, if you missed it. And hopefully, that'll be posted up on phonelosers.com soon. Another important announcement, of course, is the PLA meetup that's happening in just 2 days. That's going to be on Saturday in San Jose, I think in San Jose anyway. There might be a venue change at the very last minute. You can all blame Laugh Track Matt for this. This whole event, it's not very well organized. We're just kind of like, hey, you know what? Everyone show up on Saturday. We'll be in the city somewhere. So it may or may not be at the place that it was originally scheduled to be at, which was a barcade in San Jose. Here, let me look on the Facebook and see what it says. It's a place called Round One, East Ridge. They're talking about possibly having it at a Dave & Buster's. Both of the places are in a mall, so if neither of the venues work out, we still have the food court at the mall that we can hang out in. So if you're going to San Jose and you show up there and nobody's around, then we've probably moved to the other place, I guess. It says here on the page that it starts at 2 p.m. on Saturday, March 16th, and lasts until midnight. So it's either at one mall or the other. They're 2 miles apart. And I think the best way to keep up with this will be for me to update the Twitter account, the PLA Twitter. So make sure you have Twitter on your phone so you can follow the PLA Twitter. which is twitter.com/phonelosers. And I will just try to do updates throughout the weekend to let you know where we are. Oh, and that's news also. I'm going to be there. I'm definitely going to be there. You know, I've been saying I'm not sure if I'm going to be there or not. I will be there. I'm driving down tomorrow. So yay, I get to go to the thing. It's going to be fun. I'm looking on Facebook. Everyone's updating everybody on their flights and stuff. It looks like Dwight and Greenbee are flying out together. And I know Matt's out of the hospital. He's like, fuck you, hospital. I've got a meetup in San Jose to go to. So he left, I think, yesterday. And he's supposed to be on his way out today. And Zax is getting in today. He's probably coming from the furthest distance. He's coming from the UK to go to the meetup. So if you're further away from the meetup than the UK, then you should definitely come out so that Zax doesn't feel special. We can't have Zax getting a big head or anything. Because of the meetup, this is going to be the last show that I do this week, so hopefully it doesn't suck. I've got great plans for today. On today's show, we're going to call up domestic violence shelters and ask the staff if we can adopt and explain that we have a fenced-in yard. It's an idea from Abdul. It's going to be so much fun. I'm going to start off the show today, though, with a song that was sent in by Johan Tepstad. Here it is. Let's give the Salt Lake City Airport payphones a call. See if anyone will pick those up.
Bradley?
What?
Is this Brad?
How do you know my name?
Yeah, because I'm at the phone.
Oh, shit. Who's this?
It worked.
Who picked up?
Who do you think?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Who is this? What's happening?
It's Dragomir.
Oh, hey, Dragomir.
Yeah. Okay, this one works then.
What you do, does it ring very loud?
No, not very loud, no, but it was ringing.
Oh. Can you open up the phone and turn up the ringer? It's a switch near the bottom, it's yellow.
Oh, dude, the numbers are listed right here on the phones.
That's crazy.
Wow. Okay, the other one's ringing now.
Oh, yeah, I can hear it. So, like, hey, you should film, like, the area so we know what it's like when we're calling.
Okay. I'll get some pictures.
If you want to.
There's two sets of phone booths here, or like little three phones back-to-back. There's two sets of them right here at gate D5. If you go up a little further, there was five other phones.
I see.
There's a lot of phones down here.
Yeah, that's weird for an airport.
But and they're all ringing, so there you go.
I'll pick up the other one. Talk to Buckshot or whoever's calling.
I could. I could conference them.
Yeah, put them 69 the phones together. I want to talk to Buckshot.
All right, he wasn't there. I don't know if that one's not working. I gotta go, man. I'll get some pictures.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
See you tomorrow. So Dragomir is at the Salt Lake City Airport right now. I'm like, hey, Dragomir, go to gate D5. I'm going to call you on the payphone. He's on his way to San Jose, California, to the PLA meetup that's happening on Saturday. Oh, and look at this. Dragomir is now posting pictures of those payphones in the Discord. This is awesome. Now I can visualize where I'm calling. When I try to call these payphones, it looks pretty much like any other group of payphones in any other airport. I think today I'm going to do some requests. On yesterday's Hobosode, I did a bunch of really old requests from about 4 years ago. Today, I think I'm going to do brand new requests. I'm going to do the most recent ones. It looks like I have about 278 messages in my request folder, which go all the way back to 2016. So I guess it's not that much better on this email account. But anyway, the first one here I'm going to call, it's from someone named Jim. He sent me a picture of, I think it's a Facebook Marketplace ad. And he says he wants to know why he's selling these old dry rotted bias ply tires and why I can't text him. Maybe this isn't Facebook Marketplace. I don't know what this is. But they're Goodyear tires, $80 for a set of four. Please call, do not text, no texting in capital letters. He's probably just old.
Hello.
Hey, I was calling about those Goodyear tires.
Yeah, I got four of them.
Why are you selling them?
Yeah, how much am I selling them for?
What?
80.
Yeah, I said, why, though? Why are you getting rid of him? Seems a little weird.
Do what now?
How come you're selling them?
Because I don't need them.
You know, it's funny. My kids built this big snowman in our front yard, and some guy ran over the snowman, and the tire treads look exactly like your tires. Are you just trying to get rid of the evidence?
Oh, they ain't looking like my tires. These tires ain't been mounted on nothing, man. What are you talking about?
I don't know. It just seems like you probably ran over my kid's snowman, and then now you're just trying to sell the tires and get rid of the evidence.
No, wait a minute. Let me tell you something.
What?
I sell tires, rim, everything else in my front. Shit, man, ain't no bad no run over nothing. You want to buy the tires or not?
Oh, I don't. I just was hoping you could apologize to my kids for running over their snowman, and then.
No, I don't. I don't need to apologize to nobody because they ain't done nothing wrong.
I just don't see why you would do that. Like, what was the point? Why would you do that?
Why would I do that? I do a lot. I sell a lot of tires. They ain't the only set I sold.
Yeah, but
I just sold another set of wheels on them.
I had Richard Cardo come over.
I sell them and buy things. That's what I do.
Yeah, but I had Richard Cardo come over and study the tire tracks, and he said they're definitely the same ones as in these pictures that you put up.
No, he told you these are the same ones because these tires ain't been mounted on nothing.
Yeah, Richard Cardo knows what he's talking about,
I
though.
I know. He'll go up there. And I tell you something.
What?
I know you got the wrong person.
Oh.
You talking about mounted on a car. I just say I have my grandson to put different things on.
Maybe your grandson did
online.
It. Do you think your grandson...
Make my little money. Ain't no getting rid of.
Do you think your grandson's the kind of person to run over a snowman and then try and get rid of the evidence?
No, I don't. No, I sure don't.
I don't know.
No, my grandson make $100-something an hour. He ain't got time to run over.
But maybe he's just trying to blow off a little steam.
Maybe you ought to come over. Come over to my house and sit down and visit with him.
What for?
Take care of this more better.
I don't want to come over. Hey, can I have your grandson's? Can I have your grandson's phone number, and I'm gonna call him up.
You can't have nothing. Just come over to the house. Yeah. Like you got this much.
I just want to call him up. I just want to get an apology from your grandson for running over my kid's snowman.
Oh, man, ain't no.
That was the response of a completely guilty person. I don't think you could make it any more obvious. All right, what's next? We've got one here from Zach the Drifter. He wants me to say that I'm from the Petco in Chesterfield, and I have the delivery of a pair of guinea pigs and two gerbils. If she gets mad, tell her, you know, her mother, Dorothy, something about a smoking addiction. I don't know. Let's just call it.
Hello?
Hello, Angie?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from the Petco here in Chesterfield.
Yes.
And I need to let you know I have the delivery of the pair of guinea pigs with two gerbils for you.
Is Zachary...
What?
Is that who...
What?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Oh, you ordered a pair of guinea pigs and two gerbils.
At Petco?
Yeah, you didn't ask for these?
No, but my son probably did it online and didn't tell me about it. I'm going to beat him.
Yeah,
okay,
Oh, I'm going to have to call Child Protective Services.
Maybe in an hour?
I'm going to have to call Child Protective Services since you just said that. You just told me you're going to beat your kid.
You go ahead and do that. My kid knows how I joke.
Yeah, but I don't. Like, how do I know?
You don't know. Okay, so you know what? We'll be there in like an hour or so.
Okay, well, do you have...
And I'll talk to you then about it.
Do you have cages for all these? Because there's over 100 of these.
Excuse me?
There's over
100. If there's 100, we're not buying them.
No, you have to. You ordered them.
Oh, no. I don't have to do nothing.
Oh, no, you definitely do. You ordered these, so, you know, you have to pay for them. What are we supposed to do with all these?
Okay. You know what? I'll talk to you when I get there. Thank you.
Well, hey, ma'am, listen. Listen.
Yes.
Ma'am.
Yes?
I mean, don't be beating your kid while you know, in between.
I promise you I won't. I've never touched him.
Okay. I was just kidding about that part. But, yeah, no, seriously, there's 104 of these things here. And I just need to know if you need boxes or if you can borrow a container from us.
Okay, can I like talk to you when I get there?
Sure, yeah, but these are like special ones. They're imported from Mexico.
So really?
It's going to be over $1,000 for this stuff.
Oh no!
Oh yes, and you have to pay for it.
Like,
you ordered these.
No, I didn't order shit.
Oh, don't curse at me, ma'am. I'm a Christian.
Okay, well, I try to live that way, too. So I apologize and let my anger get a hold of me. I will discuss this with you when I get there.
But you just said the shit
word.
So you
have a great day.
I won't.
You won't? Why?
Because I don't want... Like, don't tell me what to do.
Goodbye.
All right, bye. All right, I am pretty sure she said the name of the person who submitted this number. Because this is from Zach the Drifter, but his email address says the name that she said, which I'm going to bleep out. So this guy just had me prank his mom, and your mom won't get mad, Zach, I'm sorry. But she might get mad when she gets to the pet store and they have no idea what she's talking about. You're probably going to get beat. And I think I am required to call Child Protective Services at this point. So be expecting a visit from them, Zach. That's just the risk you take whenever you submit a prank call to me. I'm going to call CPS on you. Here's a list of numbers from Max Power, of course. He loves sending me those lists. He says, here I've compiled a list of either a Starbucks or a Dunkin' Donuts that are very close to each other, be it in the same shopping center next door, across the street, etc. You could call one as the other, tell them to stop doing wacky things, and vice versa. I'm sure you get the idea. And then there's a list here of 14 different Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks. I don't know if I'm going to do all of these right now, but I'll at least do a few of them.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Hey there, this is Kevin from the Starbucks across the way.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
This is Kevin from the Starbucks over here across from you.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Yes.
Who's that in the background going on and on?
That's the customers.
Oh, man. Can you put him on the phone real quick? Because he was here and I need to talk to him.
The customer?
Yeah, the one that's talking. He was just here. Just put him on the phone real quick, please. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Hey.
What's up?
This is Kevin from the corporate office. You need to stop yelling.
Okay, I got you.
You just shut up, okay? Just shut it.
Hey, fuck you. You shut it, punk.
No, I told you to shut it. You just
you don't talk to people that way. So fuck you, punk.
Well, I do. I mean, you're being
okay. Well, fuck you. You were nobody.
What?
Okay.
Hey,
have a good day.
I'm in the corporate office, motherfucker.
I thought you knew him because he was like, look, I answered the phone. I was like, yeah. He's talking about, yeah. So I'm thinking like it's a manager from like that's why I had like tighten up. I was like,
no,
yes.
That was Kevin from the corporate office. He's a little punk, little
shitty
boy.
he was like, this is.
Shut up, motherfucking punk.
Hey.
So why did he even call in the first place? You was over there?
He said you was over there.
Over where?
Over there at Starbucks.
He said, can I speak to the person? He was just over here. Can I speak to him, please?
Who?
I said, the dude from Starbucks. He said you was just
over there. Starbucks.
He said you was just over there.
Hey.
He said, this is such and such from Starbucks. I said, okay. He was like,
call the number back.
Why don't you just pick up the phone and talk to me? Hello? Hey. All right, they hung up. I'm going to try him right back since they want to talk to me so bad.
Dunkin's, may I please help you?
Hey, this is Kevin from the Starbucks, you know, across from you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, was that pretty funny when I talked to that guy and told him I was with Dunkin' Donuts?
Oh, I don't know. Everybody laughed.
Did they?
Did
you laugh?
No, I didn't think that was funny.
Why didn't you think it was funny?
Because he cussed you out a little bit.
I know, it hurt my feelings.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
So I'm the one that should be upset, you know, like, you should think it's funny.
Yeah, he just left, too.
What was he yelling about?
I don't know.
Like, he was just, he needed to shut up. Someone needed to tell him. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you work at Starbucks?
Yeah, I'm the manager over here across from you.
Maybe you can get me a job over there.
Maybe. You want to work over here?
Yeah, I need a second job.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, you should come on over. Just so you know,
how can I do the app?
What?
How can I do the app?
Do the app?
Yeah, how do I do the application?
Oh yeah, you just get online. Just go to the website. Go to Starbucks.com, fill out an application.
Okay.
But just so you know, I pretty much sexually harass all of my female employees.
Why?
It's just the way I am. It's just the way I was brought up. I'm kind of old fashioned, you know.
Now that was funny. I don't believe that though.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
I know.
Hey,
yeah, but he's gone.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I maybe he'll come over here. I don't see him coming over here, though.
Probably. He just, like, literally left.
Yeah. So, hey, I was just calling to find out if you guys could stop looking at me all the time.
Looking at you?
Yeah, you guys are always, like, looking out the window and just looking over here at us. It's very off.
Really?
Yeah, it's really off-putting.
Okay. I'll tell all the employees to stop looking over there.
Yeah. I'd appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll see you when you come here for the interview.
Okay.
I hope it's me that gets to interview you.
Right.
Yep. All right. So I'll see you soon.
Okay. Good night.
Bye, honey baby.
Bye, honey baby, boo-boo.
Sweetie pie. Honey bunch. Well, that was just weird. I wonder if that guy is going across the street, though. Wouldn't that be nice if he went over to Starbucks and started yelling about random shit at them? He was just at the counter, just going on and on.
Gentlemen, this is Kayla. How can I help you?
Hey, Kayla. This is Roy from the Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay.
You know, across from you.
Okay.
Hey, do you think you guys could stop sending people over here? And we don't send people over there. What?
We don't send people over there.
No, you keep sending people over here, and they keep asking us for Battletoads, and it's immature.
For what?
For Battletoads. I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
Yeah,
it's
well,
not a thing.
Why do you keep doing that?
It's not a thing.
What?
That's not a thing.
I know it's not. Can you please stop it?
Wait, is this Brandon?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
We haven't met,
well,
but I've heard you do this.
You've heard me do this?
I've heard that you do this.
That I do this? I do what?
Yeah, we're not supposed to answer the phones after 7, by the way.
Well, why are you answering?
Because I'm a bad person.
Oh, well, I'm reporting.
Someone called like 3 times and I was getting concerned. Like maybe someone was calling for the really expensive phone charger they left earlier.
Yeah, I'm going to report you to the corporate office for answering after 7. This was a test.
That's fine. Please get me fired.
Oh, I will. You just wait.
Okay, good luck.
All right, well, have a nice night. Enjoy the remainder of your employment there.
I definitely will. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Was Brandon the name of the guy that I talked to at Dunkin' Donuts? I don't remember, and I'm not going to go check. That's a weird policy, though. Don't answer the phone after 7. Why not?
Welcome to Dunkin' Donuts. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Kevin from the Starbucks across the street.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, can you guys stop shining that laser pointer over at us?
What laser pointer?
You guys keep shining a laser pointer over at us. Someone there does. It keeps, you know, just like constantly, it keeps getting in our eyes and stuff. You need to cut that out.
Don't mean to be rude, but that's not us, sir.
Oh, no, it's definitely you. It's coming from inside your place. We look right across the street, and it's coming from your building.
Hold on, let me keep park,
sir. You're shining on all the customers. This one guy thought, like, there was a sniper on him, and he, like, dove to the ground. We don't need this.
Hey.
Hello?
the dude from Starbucks said that I guess somebody's flashing a red light into their building. No, it's like from our building to their building. Yeah, a red light, I guess.
A laser.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A laser. No, from our place to Starbucks.
What'd you do? Call somebody?
Yeah. No, I didn't call nobody, sir. I was talking to the person I work with.
Oh. Well, tell her to cut it out. Whichever one of you it is, just stop shining that laser over here. Hello? He hung up on me.
Thank you for calling Starbucks. This is John. How can I assist you?
Hey, John. It's Gary from the Dunkin' Donuts across the street.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, do you think you can stop shining that laser over at us all the time? We're trying to work.
Wait, I'm sorry. What's happening?
You keep shining one of your employees there keeps shining a red laser over at our window, like into our window and on all the customers.
One of our customers?
No.
One of my employees?
Well, somebody in there. Is it your customer? It's been happening all day. It was happening yesterday. Can you guys just kind of grow up and stop shining a laser on us all day?
I'm sorry, I'm just a little confused. You're calling about Starbucks, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The laser's coming right from your window.
What does he look like?
What?
What does he look like? What does this person look like?
We can't really see from way over here. It's just, you keep shining that laser. Is it you that's doing it? Can you just stop?
Well, I'm actually working. I don't have a laser on me, and none of my employees have lasers, so I'm just a little confused.
Oh, well, somebody there is doing it. It's probably an employee. Can you ask everyone to stop real quick?
Well, both my employees are actually working right now, so I don't think that's physically possible for them to be doing that either. So,
oh, yeah.
Again, I'm not sure if you're calling the right Starbucks or not.
Oh, no, it's definitely you. We're over here at the Dunkin' Donuts right across the street on Boulevard.
Oh, you mean to tell me that from our store, from Raybon Seth, that it's a big laser from our store all the way to your store?
Well, I don't know if it's a big laser. It's just a laser. It's like a little dot. Keeps shining on everyone's clothes.
I'll be on the lookout for this laser, but again, all my employees are inside right now working.
Well, it must be you then. Can you please stop?
I'm definitely on the phone right now, so it's definitely not me.
Well, it's been happening all day, and we're sick of it.
Well,
we're just trying to work.
Okay, well, you enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, we're just...
Have a good one.
Listen, hey. All right, two people in a row that did not react hardly at all to the laser thing. I think I'm going to give up on that one.
Starbucks and 68 Company Home. This is Ashley. How can I help you?
Hey, Ashley. This is Kevin from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Hi.
Hi. And you said this is Ashley. What's your partner number?
9-3-2.
Ha 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 ha. I told you she would do it. Hey, this is actually Kevin from the Dunkin' Donuts across the street.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to see if you'd really give me your partner number if I tricked you.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm wondering, can I use that partner number to come over and get, like, a discount on coffee?
Give me 1 second. Hold on.
Aw, she put me on hold. I want to hear her explain to somebody what just happened. And, of course, she hung up. I didn't see that coming. All right, let's call the Dunkin' Donuts across from them.
Thank you for calling Dunkin'. How can I help you?
Hey there, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Dunkin' Donuts. Do you have any customers in there right now?
Yes, sir, we do.
Okay, I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Can I talk to one of those customers and I'll just do a quick survey with them?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
No problem, sir.
Somebody in corporate asked if they could get a survey from one of our customers.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am. How are you doing today?
Fine. Hey. Getting ready to go to work.
Oh, that's nice. Hey, I don't really care. This is actually Kevin. I work at the Starbucks across the street from that Dunkin' Donuts.
Excuse me, I really don't care.
You don't care?
You just said.
Why would you say that?
You just said that.
Well, I have Tourette's. Don't be a jerk about my Tourette's. But listen, I'm across the street, and I just wanted to see if I could get her to put a customer on the phone.
Okay.
By tricking her. Can you let her know that she's been tricked?
Bye.
Please, can you do that for me? Aw. All right, I'm done with these. A lot of them, like the Dunkin' Donuts, they're not picking up, and it is kind of late at this point, so I think they probably just close after a certain time. The Dunkin' Donuts do. Maybe they do. But yeah, I should probably just do these in the mornings when donut shops are open. But I bet you those two stores are going to have some words with each other, playing dirty tricks on each other like that. Thanks, Max, for sending that list in. I'll get back to it soon. And by soon, I mean within the next 4 years or so. But eventually. Here's a request from Teen Wolf Jesus. He says he works with a total psycho bitch named Arlene. She's 40 and acts 16, loves to create drama, loves to yell at people publicly, toxic as fuck, likes stealing men, likes going to the doctor to get STD tests to prove to men that she wants to sleep with, that she's clean, even though men wouldn't ever sleep with her. Berates restaurant staff in a crowded restaurant to try and get free shit, has annoying fucking kids, blah blah blah. She just had her kid's birthday party. Wait, she has kids? You said no man would ever want to sleep with her. What the hell, Teen Wolf Jesus? I'm seeing holes in your story here. Anyway, she just had a kid's birthday party at one of those bouncy houses, you know, trampoline places. He wants me to permanently ban Arlene from the place for her kids picking fights, being loud and annoying, peeing on the trampolines, stealing the tip jar, and Arlene stalking some of the male employees. She will absolutely lose her mind. You might need to call a few times to get her to pick up. She brought a bunch of fruit there, so maybe the bouncy place now has a massive fruit fly infestation, and they need to get bug bombed. Thanks for all the laughs, Teen Wolf Jesus. Okay, let's call this up.
Hello?
Hello, Arlene?
Yes.
Hey, it's Steve Dave from the bouncy house place. You were here.
Yes.
You were here not too long ago. You brought in all that rotten fruit.
The rotten fruit.
Yeah. Well, you brought in all that rotten fruit, and we actually have a huge fruit fly infestation now because of your dumb rotten fruit.
What?
The rotten fruit that you brought in. You know, you brought in some rotten fruit.
No, I didn't bring in any rotten fruit.
Oh, it's pretty rotten. There's like fruit flies all over the place now, and we have to get bug bombed. We're gonna have to shut down for a day, and I was just hoping to get an apology from you.
What?
Could you apologize for causing this massive fruit fly infestation?
No, I didn't cause anything.
You did too. You're the one that brought all the rotten fruit in. Come on, just apologize.
No.
Just take responsibility and apologize, and that's all that we're asking.
And can I get your name?
Yeah, it's Steve Dave.
Steve Dave. Okay. And who's your manager?
Roy Gerbel. You remember me, right, Steve Dave? You were here like I think on the third, and you had those loud, annoying kids.
No,
you do.
I don't have any. No, I don't.
Oh, yes, you do. Come on, they're definitely loud and annoying. Like, I mean, most kids are, in all fairness. But I remember you because you brought in all that rotten fruit.
Excuse me?
The rotten fruit. Like, why would you bring rotten fruit into a public place anyway? Leave that shit at home.
I didn't bring rotten fruit there.
Well, that sounds like something that someone who brings rotten fruit into places would say.
Oh, well, no, I'm sorry. You must have the wrong person because that's definitely not me.
No, it has to be you because, you know, not too many people are named Earlene.
Yep. And why are you calling at 9 o'clock?
I was just hoping for a quick apology. That's all.
Yeah, what's your name? What's your name?
Well, who the fuck are you?
Oh, you some type of clown.
What?
You heard me. You some type of clown.
Clown? I ain't no clown. I'm not the one bringing rotten fruit into places like that dumb lady.
Just say that.
No, don't.
Nobody called that name.
but the business isn't even open.
Oh, we're open. Oh. We're here cleaning up fruit flies.
Oh, well, yeah.
You're cleaning up fruit flies. That's because one of your dumbasses left it in there overnight.
Well, no, she...
That was brand new fruit from the same goddamn store from the store that day, you piece of shit.
No, it was rotten fruit. She brought in rotten fruit.
No.
Idiot.
She doesn't,
yeah,
she,
you really are. And who is your manager again?
You don't know you don't know the difference between rotten fruit and brand new fruit. You big dummy.
Excuse me?
Hey, can you tell that kid in the background to shut the fuck up? Please?
Okay.
Who's the owner?
I have this right now.
Record.
That you've been on the phone for 4 minutes.
Uh-oh.
And I'm calling somebody tomorrow. That is my son that you're using foul language with, for starters, and okay.
He wasn't on the phone. He was just in the background.
You're on speakerphone right now.
Well, that's your fault. And
no, that's your fault.
Yeah, no, well, that...
So
other...
I'm telling you right now to watch your mouth, first of all.
Yeah, that...
Secondly, I have a sick son up, so if you don't have anything else to say, you better get off this phone.
Well, that guy used a curse
word
with me.
I will be calling later on. No, I have not. But I'm telling you right now, I don't take kindly to you saying that about my son.
Well, no, that other guy, he used a curse word with
me. No. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, but his curse word was worse.
I don't take kindly to you saying that in front of my son.
Yeah, but his curse word was worse than mine.
No. Uh-huh. I want your name right now.
I already told you it's Steve Dave.
Yep, and who's the owner?
I don't have to tell you shit, lady.
I want to know who the owner is.
Oh, are we still on speaker?
Yes, you are.
Oh, oops, sorry. I didn't mean to curse again, but I'm sure he gets it all the time from that guy that's there.
No? What else do you have to say?
Nothing.
Because I'm writing this stuff down.
Why are you writing it down?
I have a sick son up, and I'd like to know what else you have to say, because I will be calling. And if this is some sort of joke tomorrow... the joke's going to be on that, since I have a recording from 9 o'clock at night where you're calling my phone. That's not okay.
Well, no, it's not that late. It's not really even that late.
No, it is that late, and that's not okay.
Well, it's you guys are still awake, so it's not that big of a deal.
No. It's a big issue to me. So
yeah, but you're all still awake. Your kid's like being loud and annoying. So I know he's still awake.
Yeah, I know, and so are you. So what else do you have to say? Because you sound really kind of dumb right now, and I don't have time for this, so what else?
Hey, don't call me dumb. That's rude, and my kids are right here in the room with me, and I have it on speaker. And they're going to think I'm dumb if you say that I'm dumb. Please don't.
Well, you actually are, and I really hope I'm on a recorded line from your end of your fake phone number.
Why would you be on a recorded line? That doesn't make sense.
Oh, yes, what do you have to say about my puppy, too? Do you have something to say about him, too?
Can you tell that puppy to shut the fuck up?
Okay, there's another one. Next!
What?
Because I think that's all your vocabulary is 4 words. Wow, did you make it past preschool?
4 words? You mean 4 letters?
Yeah, she's got something to say, too.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody does. So what else do you have to say? Besides, shut the blank up, because you sound really dumb, and you're on speaker right now, and my 4-year-old's really learning valuable stuff from you.
Well, that guy over there, he said a curse word to me, so I'm sure he already knows those words.
Is that all you got?
I've got him recorded.
Oh my God, you're so dumb.
I've got him recorded. What, do you only know 4-letter words, like dumb?
Well, that's better than what you've got.
That's your opinion.
Yeah, I know. What else do you have to say? Because I do not have time for this. So what else do you have? Because you're really kind of D-U-M-B. Do you know how to spell that? No, probably not.
What did that
because
spell?
Because it's not F-U-C-K.
What did that spell? Tell me, please.
Yeah, I know. You wouldn't know.
I'm gonna ask,
what an idiot.
I'm going to ask my kids. They're here in the room with me. I've got you on speaker.
You ask them. Yep.
Hey.
You are on speaker.
No, I have you on speaker. I had you on speaker first.
Okay. Other people that actually have a business don't call me for 8 minutes. So what else important information do you have? If not, then we can end this conversation, and you can be an idiot.
Please don't call me an idiot in front of my kids. My kids are right here, and we're on speaker.
No, so's mine.
I don't appreciate,
and so are you.
I don't appreciate that. Please stop calling me an idiot.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed to record my phone call. I don't give you permission.
That's great. I don't need your permission to record your phone call.
Yes, you do. Because
you're not even supposed to be calling me, claiming to be a...
How do you know I'm not? How do you know I'm not from the bouncy house?
Because I know you're not. You're a little phone scamming weasel.
I ain't no weasel. Hey, don't call me a weasel in front of my kid. We're on speaker.
Oh, you're so funny. Like, you think you can get me? I know you love talking to me, but what else do you have to say?
What do you mean I think I can get you?
You're not very bright.
What do you mean I think I can get you?
Oh, 9 o'clock at night and you're calling somebody with sick kids. That's lovely.
I didn't know that your kids were sick. You should put your kids in bed.
You should put yours in bed.
They're in there running around and being loud and annoying. Just go put them to bed.
Why don't you practice what you preach? I know your kids are. They're probably just like you.
Then they won't be up to hear all those curse words from people on the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's too bad. Mine's up because he's sick. Not that you would know what that's like because, you know, it's in your head, so.
Ouch.
Yeah, ouch.
Mommy.
Yeah, I know. This man's not very bright, honey. Lay down. Let me finish my conversation with a 2-year-old.
Maybe you can teach him something,
Landon. I think you're enjoying this call too much, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I love this phone call. I love talking to dumb people that act like they're 3. But don't worry. I'm used to it. I have kids that are little, remember?
Yeah, that's true. I remember them when you came in here to the bouncy house company.
Yeah, the bouncy house company. You don't even know what it's called or where it's from.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so brilliant.
I don't.
Yeah. You're not real brilliant.
I wish I was.
And it's so funny because you tried to call me earlier, too, and I've already called, but I know they haven't called me. So what else do you have to say, you dumbo?
Oh, damn it. Foiled again.
Oh, yeah. Ouch. Look what? You're not smarter.
Crap.
But maybe I'm smarter than a 5th grader.
You're really stuck on this whole smart thing, aren't you?
Well, you wish you were.
Yeah, I do.
I know.
All
right, so you have nothing other important thing to say. Besides, shut the blank up and, yeah, I know.
No, you don't have to pretend you don't curse. You can say the real words. It's okay. I don't mind.
Yeah, I don't mind. You don't know me.
Hey, I demand that you hang up the phone, okay? Hang it up.
No, why don't you hang up the phone?
Oh, I won't hang up the phone.
I can stay on my phone if I want. You called me.
Oh, I'll stay on this phone all night. So you better just hang it up. Hang up that phone. Hang it up. Hang up that phone.
You hang it up.
No, I won't hang it up. I refuse to hang it up. I command you to hang up the phone.
I don't have to hang up. You hang up.
I order you to hang up. And please don't call me an idiot in front of my kids. We're on speaker. I don't know how to turn off the speakerphone.
Blah, 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 blah.
Hang it up. It's over. Does that mean the trace was completed?
Hello? Hello? Brad, are you on the phone again?
Hello?
Who's this talking to my son? Hello? Brad, are you on the phone? You're supposed to be asleep. Hello?
Hello? Is this the mother of that? Of some guy that's calling me claiming to be from...
I don't know what you're talking about. Who is this on my phone? I just picked
up
the phone.
Somebody called me pretending that they're from the play area that I took my kids to not too long ago, and they called me from this number. They're refusing to hang up. I'm calling right now. I don't know what's going on, but I'm telling this guy to stop harassing me for talking about some rotten fruit in a place where I booked a party.
Ma'am, I don't work at I'm here at home. I just picked up my phone.
Well, then whoever was just on that phone from your house called me up. Do they work at
No,
because
no.
How would they know I've had a party?
I don't know what is.
Yeah, is that her son?
I don't know who this is now.
I just picked
I don't
up
know
my
who
phone.
They just put on the phone.
There must be a cross connection or a cross line or something. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. Do you have, like, an adult younger son or something? Because somebody was just talking to me, telling me how they weren't hanging up, telling me to shut the F up, and a bunch of other words with my little four-year-old here.
Well, I have a couple of sons, but they're asleep now. It's way past their bedtime.
Yeah, I would check that.
I would go check on that, because they're definitely not asleep. Somebody just called my phone. I don't know what kind of stuff they're pulling, but literally right now your phone says... And your kids have been on the phone with me for 15 minutes.
Well,
I'm here with my sick son as they're telling me to shut the F up.
Well, let me go check. I'll go see if I can.
Hello. Corrupt my voice changer. It's messing up.
I was just kidding. I'm not really my mother. That was a joke.
Well, I don't care.
It was a joke.
You're just kidding. You're not really your mother. I don't even know who you are.
You thought you were talking to my mom. You're trying to get me in trouble. That was great.
I don't care who I thought I was talking to.
Anyway,
hang up the phone.
See?
Hang it up.
See? Ha ha.
What do you mean, ha ha? Am I supposed to be doing this?
Yeah, hang it up.
No, you hang it up. Ma'am? Ma'am?
She hung it up. Man, that went on for a while. It was like a 16-minute phone call. She just would not hang up that phone. I'm going to have to edit that one down a little bit. So there you go, Teen Wolf Jesus. Hope you enjoyed that one. Thanks for sending that in. And I don't know if you hear anything from her about it. Let me know.
Hey, Roy.
Hey. How you doing?
I don't know if you can hear me. I'm on my headset. By the way, pressing 1 does not allow me to leave a message instantaneously.
I know. I don't know why. It used to work. I swear it used to work. Maybe there's a new tone that you press now on Google Voice, but pressing 1 doesn't work anymore. You just have to listen to the whole message.
Anyways, just wanted to say, Brad, that I had a couple ideas for the show.
Oh, yay. Put them in the voicemail.
So first off,
where I will remember them.
Call up and acts as if you're from, like, a radio show,
mm-hmm.
and you're doing a game show.
Okay.
And, you know, their friend had
yep.
selected them. I don't know. You don't have to give a friend's name.
Tell me more.
But just that, hey, you've been selected for a game show. And then just start asking them, like,
43
really
seconds.
Uncomfortable questions. And, you know, if they want the grand prize or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, just kind of go from there.
Yep.
You'd be surprised what a lot of people
uh-huh.
will do just for, like, you know, for
yep.
shows or what have you.
Yeah.
So, the other idea.
Okay. Oh, another one. Yay.
Episode about the relatives, which is
1 minute and 5 seconds.
So, great content. Why don't you call up the rest of your relatives and...
okay.
This
I wasn't going to do that, but now that you mention it...
more pancreatic cancer and that you are going to...
LOL cancer.
That you have, like, a will.
Okay.
And that you want to actually pass it down to them and just kind of go from there. But, like, you want to make sure that they're worthy enough. I don't know. Just some ideas for the show.
Make them sing.
So, yeah.
If you want my money, you have to write a song about me and perform it right now to prove that you're worthy of my inheritance.
Away.
All right. What a long fucking voicemail. A minute and 38 seconds. What the hell?
Hey, Brad. Matt, the manager here.
Hey, Matt.
Got a weird one for you.
Okay.
Trying to catch up on your shows, and I was listening to it as I was driving over to show a house and meeting clients there. And while I'm driving over there, you're talking to this guy about his cement collection that he's got going on.
Yeah.
I go, that's a weird thing to do. And right in the middle of that, I show up the car, show a house, go back to our, while I'm showing the house, this big truck drives up. And the guy goes, hey, is this where I go to drop off the cement?
What?
I got all this extra cement I need to drop off. And I said, no, Am I in a fucking fever dream? What the hell's going on here?
Pranked. I got you.
Just let him go. And I said, well, I'm sure I'm going to find out what people drop off cement for when I get back to the car. Get back to the car and no! I never hear an answer. Why the fuck are people dropping
off? Part of the prank.
Why do people request cement?
I got you.
I need answers. This is insane. I guess I could Google it, but
hell,
I want to. I want you to solve the mystery. Do the work for me, you private investigator.
Okay.
All right. Sorry for the long message. Bye.
Yeah, yeah, that was pretty long. I used to have this neighbor when I lived in Alton, and behind his house there was this really steep hill, practically a cliff, and he was always worried his kids were going to fall over it. So he was always filling up that cliff area, not only with trash from his house, he was kind of a redneck, but cement and dirt and just anything else he could get a hold of. Once I tore up a sidewalk in front of my house, and he's like, oh, hey, Brad, can I have all that cement? I'm going to throw it down the hill behind my house so that if my kid falls off this cliff, he'll land on some hard cement stuff and he'll be dead for sure. Yeah, that's what he said. So maybe it's that sort of thing. Maybe they're trying to fill in something. And I guess cement can be recycled, right? I think. Maybe. I don't know.
Brad.
It's just my guess.
Brad.
Anyway, that neighbor's dead now. Rest in peace, Tom.
Oh, Brad, I've been watching some of those...
His son outlived him.
...toilet pranks, and they're brilliant. I think the toilet pranks are going to be my favorite pranks of all. It
Yay.
Used to be the apartment pranks, but now it's the toilet ones. Nah, I don't think I'll be meeting up with the California meetup, but it would be fun to go to it one day.
Next time.
See you later, guys. Bye-bye.
Be planning on it next year. Come to the California meetup next year. You can start saving up right now. It's going to be great.
Hey, Brad. It's Swiss Guard.
Hey, Swiss Guard.
Been late to the party. Just got GTA on PC. It was on sale. My hobo computer can finally run it. And
that's
I was
great.
Wondering if you were still active on there or not.
Yeah.
Anyway, love the show. See you.
Sort of. I'm on there a couple times a week usually. Micro Corgi was asking me to get on tonight, but I can't because I'm doing this stupid show and I have to get the show out tonight so I can leave for San Jose tomorrow. But normally I'm on the PC version, on the Steam version. Join the PLA crew and hopefully it'll link you to my sessions. Hopefully.
I need her to become my new lady. I'll treat her right. You can't treat her right. She's gonna become my new lady.
Okay. I'll send that number right over to you.
Hey, Roy. I'm underneath your studio, man. I can't find my way out. Hey, Roy. Roy, I'm your...
You mean in the living room?
...biggest fan right now, man. I'm your newest, biggest fan. Jose.
Okay.
Jose from Minnesota.
All right.
Love
thanks.
You, buddy.
Thanks, Jose. Thanks for the voicemail. That was a good one.
Hey there, Brad.
Hey, Corbin.
It's Corbin. I haven't harassed you in a while.
Yeah, what the hell?
Hey, what you doing? How you doing?
Whatever.
What's going on?
Okay. All right. Thanks for the voicemail.
Well, anyhow, I was just going to ask you because I know you love requests in the voicemail. Could you, like, do some Rube Goldberg, you know, style pranks?
Yeah.
Somehow you're...
You know what I've been wanting to do? I've been wanting to do Rube Goldberg style pranks for Tenants from Hell. Like, I don't know. I got to write it out or something because I'm not creative enough to just sit there and do it on the fly. But something just completely stupid. Like, I opened my door, and the door knocked into a lamp. The lamp fell over onto a wall, which activated a light switch, and that turned on the light on the ceiling, and it sparked, and the sparks set off an atomic bomb in the middle of the... I don't know. I need to write it out. But I've wanted to do that for a while. Like, remember the Rube Goldberg carding calls? I did one or two of those. I meant to do more of them, and then I didn't. I need to do an entire show of nothing but Rube Goldberg pranks.
A login CD flew out of your car and went down somebody's chimney.
See,
with
there
a
you go.
Chain of events.
It's perfect.
Anyhow,
I could do a Rube Goldberg stop looking at me prank. Like, you were looking at me and it threw me off and I fell down the sidewalk and I don't know. I don't know.
Hey, and all you listeners out there, support the Patreon. Subscribe. Become a phone loser.
That's right.
All right. Hey, take care. Love you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye, Corbin Guy. Unfortunately, Corbin Guy is not going to be able to make it to San Jose this year. Hopefully next year, though.
Hey, been a while.
I think it's funny that you started to play with the Salt Lake City Airport payphones. Around the last time I called back in October, I went up to Yellowstone and I stopped there and I was messing with people while I was waiting for my shuttle. It was really awesome. There's a courtesy phone, and I didn't have cell service, so I couldn't tell if it could ring, but the number on that is 307-344-9230.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be really cool if everybody called, and maybe you called and see what happens.
Yeah,
I'm not sure, like I said, if it can ring, but...
Everybody call the courtesy phone.
Who knows?
Am I getting suckered here? Should I really be letting people give out phone numbers on the voicemail? Probably not, because now I feel like I have to check it. Because maybe he's just given the phone number of somebody he doesn't like.
307-344-9230. And I think it would be really cool if everybody called.
I'm calling that. I'm calling it right now. See, look at all this extra work this is calling me. Please don't leave numbers on the voicemail. Because then I just have to call them and make sure that they're not trying to get me to harass somebody for them. And it just rings forever. They're not even answering. So I'm going to assume this is for real. It's not like just somebody's phone number. Because what are the odds it'd be a number that just rings forever? Maybe if you call it in the daytime, somebody will pick it up. It really is a courtesy phone. So I guess I'll leave it there.
Oh, and I missed the live show last night. I don't know if you redid your family list again, but that was really awesome. I think...
Wait, what list?
If you do it again, that you should do the Rappy McRapperson song, I'm Your Dad, Stanley. I think that'd be really funny for a call. I don't know. Right.
I don't know if you're talking about the DNA calls, but yeah, the next time I do a DNA show, I'm going to put Rappy McRapperson's I'm Your Dad, Stanley song in there, because that seems fitting. That's better than Weird Al's I Think I'm a Clone Now, right?
Brad!
Hey, Big Moist.
What's up, Big Moist? It's been a long time since I've checked in.
I know. That's
got a
nice
new job, man. I don't have as much time to listen to you as I did before.
That sucks.
But nobody cares about that.
Quit.
What they might care about is, are you still planning or seeing if maybe... you can look at getting a PLA vinyl done.
Yeah.
I'm debating it because it costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like the coins and whatever. And I understand if you don't, but if you ever did, I would.
No, I promised I would on the Patreon. I promised so many things. And I'm really sorry, everyone. I have just completely failed on all of my promises. I said there was going to be a poster. I said there was going to be a new episode of Telephone Falls. I said there was going to be a vinyl record. I said all that stuff before I thought I was going to be doing this full time for a living. I was thinking more like, well, you know, if I can make this money in just 1 month, then I should have enough money to make a vinyl record and a poster. And I was in the process of making a vinyl record when the FBI raid thing happened. And that's my excuse for stopping on the album thing, because I was in the middle of working on an album, and then I lost all the progress I was doing because of the raid. That's a terrible excuse, though, because it's been 2 years. I should have been able to do it by now. I've just been lazy. That's all it is. And I've got part of a poster done. I really do. I have part of a poster done. But it's going to take a lot of work for me to finish the rest of the poster. And it's going to be a really cool poster, I think. I think you guys will like it. I should start posting, you know, just little bits of the poster so you guys can encourage me and tell me to hurry the fuck up. That'd be nice. And in addition to that poster that I've been working on forever, I am also working on another poster right now, which features artwork only by Nick Caesar. And I showed it to Nick Caesar. He seems to love it. And I think that's going to be ready really soon. I kind of stopped working on that because my computer was... It couldn't handle the huge sizes of the files, because I'm doing like multi-layers and really gigantic sizes of files because it's poster-sized and my computer just couldn't handle it. And I think it was in the middle of that I upgraded my computer. I haven't tried it with the new computer yet. So I should be able to finish that up, hopefully, soon after I get back from California. I was going to try and do it last week so I could print out a few posters at Staples or Walmart or something and, you know, bring them to the meetup. But then I found out they don't do instant posters. I would have had to wait a week, so I'm just like, fuck it. I'll just wait. There we go with more excuses. And Telephone Falls, there's some script stuff that I've done, but as far as actual animation, I just don't know on that. I'll get to work on it. Definitely yes on the vinyl and the poster. Those are going to happen. Telephone Falls, I don't know. I'll do my best. I might just have to get somebody else to animate the entire thing for me. And really, I don't know if I'm going to do more than another episode of Telephone Falls. It's just too much work. I don't have time.
Because I love vinyl stuff and your stuff, so why not?
Yeah.
But that's it. Oh, and do stuff with Tim. You really need to do stuff with Tim. I know he's lazy.
Me and Tim are talking. Stuff's happening. Behind the scenes, I promise.
So, like, really, try really hard, but you guys do good stuff. Well, you did. So, yeah, do it again.
I did?
Bye.
What's that supposed to mean? No, really, me and Tim, we've been chatting lately. Behind the scenes, we've been planning some stuff out. I think we'll have something soon. He wants to do a whole new show.
Hey, RBCP.
Hey.
How you doing?
Great.
Good, I hope.
Yep.
Been a while since I've called.
Okay.
Don't really have anything to say.
Oh, well, thanks for leaving a voicemail then.
I love your shit. Awesome.
Thank you.
Hail Satan.
Yep, hail Satan. I think it's pronounced Satin. You're pronouncing it wrong.
Hey, Roy, Miguel B. I'm holding my phone upside down. Check this out. This is awesome.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you think I'm 42?
What are you doing?
I don't know, but I mean, why are you still going skateboard at that age?
Why wouldn't I? Skateboarding's fun. You shouldn't quit something just because society says you have to quit.
What are you doing?
When you're a certain age.
What are you doing, Miguel B?
All cool 42-year-old skateboard.
What the hell?
Like me.
All right, I'm ending your voicemail. I don't know what you're doing. You're playing my own calls to me. God damn it.
Hey, Miguel B, I'm still in hobo mode. I only have 16 cents on my Skype credit. So
that's
here it
great.
Goes. Here's another great flashback.
What? No, stop it. Stop it.
I do appreciate you leaving that note on my car, though, but I looked at it and I already had a scratch on that corner and it was up
on top of the car.
Yeah, this is so hilarious. Thanks, Miguel B. Maybe instead you should just email me and tell me to play certain clips, certain classic clips of prank calls from the past.
Hey, Brad, it's Badger Teeth.
Hey.
My girlfriend, Georgia, emailed you, and I think she got you to send me a nice little birthday present for
what?
Some
what?
Paper junk of yours and some lovely little stickers.
Oh, junk.
And I wanted to thank you for that.
You're calling it junk.
Because it was great. Best birthday present ever. Okay. Thanks, Brad.
You know what? I don't know what you're talking about. I think your girlfriend, Georgia, is probably lying to you, and I think she forged some items from me, as in they're counterfeit. They're not really for me. I think you should eye your girlfriend suspiciously. None of that stuff came from my house. I have no idea what you're talking about. Georgia is a thief and a liar.
Hi. My name's Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
I'm...
I'm just kidding about Georgia, okay? Yeah, I sent that stuff to you because Georgia asked me to. I'm glad you liked it, even though you're calling it junk, you big jerk.
And I listen to your show.
Yay.
I have been for about, I don't know, 3 or 4 months.
Yay.
And you're doing a good job.
Oh, thank you.
And, bye.
Bye. Thanks for calling in. Glad you're liking the show. I'm sorry that George's boyfriend interrupted you like that. That was really rude of him.
Oi, Brad. This is Tabwater Wolf.
Hello.
Next time you call apartment complex, ask them if they can send in a technician to fix your air filters, because the air filters off the AC, they're not working properly, right?
Yeah, but then they keep spitting out cyanide. They're turning my oxygen into cyanide for some reason.
Ask are they not working or, you know, or somehow working... Oh, fuck, I fucked it up. Basically, the idea is to tell them you have a compost pit going on in your apartment.
A what?
But then tell them not the compost pit's fault, that the smell is... tell them the smell is not the compost pit's fault.
All right.
Tell them it's the air filter that's not doing the job properly. Sorry, I'm running on 5 coffees today.
I'm
running low on sleep. I'm all kinds of messed up, but you get the point.
All
right, cactus, bye.
All right, bye. You know, it's weird. I think I actually did a compost pit call the other day on a hobo sode. I don't remember if I left it in the hobo sode, but I told him we turned the entire bedroom into a compost pit. Yeah, I actually deleted that one. I remember now, because it wasn't that funny. I mean, I'm sure it'd be funny if I tried your idea. But no, seriously, I was telling her that I had pit bulls and something about they put notes on everyone's doors saying pick up your dog shit. People haven't been picking up their dog shit. And I'm like, it wasn't me, because we have a compost pit. And she's just laughing at me. She knew I was full of crap. I deleted it.
Hey, Roy. It's Will.
Hey, Will.
I haven't left a message in probably a couple of months.
Why not?
But, you know, I just...
Motherfucker?
I've been listening to the prank call shows pretty religiously.
Yeah.
And I just want to say to anybody else out there, you know, if you're going through anything tough or difficult, there's always a brighter end
to
it. And,
much like the correct end of your cell phone that you should be talking into right now.
You know, listening to your show.
Sorry, that was uncalled for.
It helped me, you know, focus on that. And,
you're welcome.
You know, just me lighten up the day if it's not the best of ones.
Yeah.
So that's just my two cents. I just want to say, as insignificant as it is,
thanks,
I really
Will.
Appreciate what you do, Brad.
Thanks. I appreciate you too.
Might not sound like much, but your shows are, they really do, they can turn a day around.
Yep. Both so, for you and for the people I call.
I hope you keep doing what you do, man.
Sometimes in a positive way, sometimes in a negative way.
You make a big difference, at least in my life. If no one else's.
Aw.
Thanks. You for that. Good night, man.
Good night.
Hey, Brad, this is Joe P. I love your fucking show.
Hey.
Keep the good work.
Man. I will.
You're actually doing God's work.
I sure am.
Peace, man. Have a good day.
Bye, Joe P.
What's up, Brad? Happy 10th anniversary to the phone show. Woohoo!
Oh, what?
Been listening that long.
How'd you do that with me? Quit being a mind reader, goddammit.
I found the show back in 2014 from the Face Punch forums. Somebody linked your Google Maps prank videos, and everybody loved it. So, yeah, that's how I found the show. And
awesome.
I want to give a shout-out to see if anyone else out there found the show through Face Punch, or if it's just me.
It's probably just you.
So, yeah, happy anniversary.
They've all quit listening by now.
Woo. Okay,
oh, yeah,
bye.
Woohoo! So if you found this show through the Face Punch Studios, forums, whatever he said, you are required to leave a comment. And say, yes, I too found the show through the Facebook.
Hey, Roy. It's Matthew C. Murder from the 504.
Hey.
I was listening to your most recent Snowplow show, and I heard you wanted some books to read.
It's pronounced Snowplow Show.
Time stories, so I'm sending you one of my favorites to your P.O. box.
Oh,
it's called Little Monkey's Big Peeing Circus by a Dutch author. I can't pronounce his name.
Okay.
It has one of my favorite lines from a book ever.
That's great.
Let me read it.
I'm going to get kids' books at my P.O. box now. This is going to be great.
Little Monkey had a little pee-pee. He showed it to Mimi. It's basically a story about a girl monkey who wants to join a circus, but he doesn't think she has the skills because she doesn't have the same tool as him.
Okay.
I'd love to hear you read it in some...
Okay,
in
that this is getting weird.
...story voice that you used on the last show. If not, it'll look good on your bookshelf in the Situation Room.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
Thanks, Brad.
The bookshelf
I love you.
That I have in here in the Situation Room. All right, one last voicemail from
Hello, Micro. It is Micro Corgi.
Micro Corgi.
I'm pretty far behind on all of my Brass Cactus Jack listening, but
God
I heard the
it.
One where you have all the recordings from when you were just a wee lad, and you have the trash 80 voice ordering pizzas.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good idea. I would have probably believed it back in the day.
Good old days.
But I recognize...
You know, I just found out recently... Okay, so I have been upgrading my computers lately... And I had a hard drive crash again. I can't remember if I mentioned that on the show. It was just a minor crash, and I was able to recover everything, but I had to buy a new hard drive and everything and swap a bunch of drives around and move a bunch of data, and I found some files related to that. So back in the 80s, I had a TRS-80 Color Computer 2, which had a speech card with it, which meant I could make the computer talk, which in the 80s, that was pretty fucking amazing. It was like living in the future or something. So I made this program where I could call and harass Domino's Pizza and order pizzas with the sound card. I had a whole menu of items like thin crust, extra cheese. How long will it take to get here? But it's talking in a robotic voice, like a really 80s sounding robotic voice. And I did an episode of Brad's Cactus Shack all about this thing because I have recordings of me and somebody else messing around with this program and setting it up to order pizzas from. Anyway, what I'm getting at, with all of the hard drive problems I was having, I was moving data around, and I found a couple of files labeled TRS-80-01 and TRS-80-02. I think that's what they were called. And I have phone calls, I think, because I used to prank call these kids that would hang out in front of the 7-Eleven where I grew up, and I would just call them up and talk to them in a computer voice. They thought I was an actual computer in the White House. Sitting on a desk in the White House, that's what I always told him. And I would say a bunch of 80s sounding things like malfunction, need input, number 5 is alive. And I didn't listen to them yet, but one of them is like 12 minutes long, the other one's a little bit shorter, and I think I need to do a new Brad's Cactus Shack with those clips. Either that or update the other one that I've done already. But that's what you get for bringing that up, Micro Corgi, is, you know, all that stuff. I'm excited because I found new files that I don't remember having. You'd think I'd remember having those. Why don't I remember having
samples, those? The voices, they sound almost exactly like in a Game Boy program I've used to make music called LSDJ. And it's got a voice-to-speech thing just like that, but it's all 8-bit and computery. So
cool.
That made me realize you absolutely need a song about ordering pizza in the 80s.
Get to work on that.
So that's going to be coming hopefully in the next week.
Yay.
I'm going to be taking a trip to Kansas City, so I'm going to have some downtime.
That's the best.
I'm going to be working on that with
Kansas City.
YT. He's the one that did the Snowplow Show theme that you use all the time for the background music.
Yeah.
So have a good week, Brad, and we're anticipating more awesome good calls from you. Cactus Cactus.
Thanks, Micro Corgi. Thanks for making all the music for me. On the payphone show that I did last night, I used one of your songs for the entire show, you know, as the background music as I was taking calls on the payphone. So thanks for making that. That was the last voicemail. So I guess today's show's over. Thanks to the sponsors of today's show, Travis B., Frank H., DeLorean Jackson, Jose, and Lee W. They were the sponsors of today's show. It's people like them that make these shows possible. If you'd like to support the show, you can do that by going to patreon.com/phonelosers, phonelosers.com/cactus, or newproject2.com/phonelosers. There's three different ways to support the show now. Thank you, everybody, that's been supporting the show and making more shows happen. I really appreciate it. I need to hurry up and finish editing all this stuff so I can go to bed and get a good night's sleep and wake up early in the morning and drive to San Jose to see all of you people that are showing up. This show's taken me pretty much all day. It's been a really busy day for me today. And throughout the day, I've seen all these really awesome videos and updates and stuff. A lot from Dwight. Like, I'm looking on Facebook right now. There's a post from Dwight. He's in his Airbnb watching television, and he's posted a 17-minute long video with him and the other people who have showed up already. I don't even know who these people are. I need to watch the video as soon as I finish putting the show together, because I have to get the show together tonight so you guys can know that there might be a change in venue. So remember, tomorrow, keep an eye on the, or not tomorrow, on Saturday, keep an eye on the PLA Twitter, twitter.com/phonelosers. Holy shit, there's Kat on video. Kat-tastrophe is hanging out with Dwight. This is so crazy. I know Katie Baker's there with them, and Buckshot, and I don't know who all else is there already with them. Matt called me earlier. He's said he's landed in San Jose already, but I know they're staying in different places. Anyway, as I was saying, keep an eye on the PLA Twitter this weekend for updates about the meetup. Wish me luck on driving down. Keep me in your prayers that I don't die in a fiery car crash. I'll try to be careful. And that's it for this week. Bye, everyone. See you next week.
Red is the color of a box that's known for giving free calls from payphone. It's the perfect box for beginning freaks. Make them pronto dialers or MP3s. Just as long as they are the frequency that will rule your telephone. Friends. sports boat, through their driveway and backyard and down the road.
That is my son that you're using foul language with, for starters, and that's not okay.
That's because one of your dumbasses left it in there overnight.
So I'm telling you right now to watch your mouth, first of all.
From the same goddamn...
I don't take kindly to you saying that in front of my son.
From the store that day, you piece of shit.
Somebody was just talking to me, telling me how they weren't hanging up, telling me to shut the F up, and a bunch of other words with my little four-year-old here.
Because one of your dumbasses left it in there overnight. Goddamn piece of shit.